Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Extremists have struck again in northeast Nigeria, storming a mosque and killing 44 worshippers, as well as 12 other people in a nearby village. No group has claimed responsibility for the weekend attacks, which may have been targeting citizens cooperating with government forces, battling an insurgency that has raged there since 2009. The tactics used, however, resemble those of the extremist group Boko Haram that is seeking to overthrow the current Nigerian government and replace it with a regime based on a strict interpretation of Islamic law. The group has been blamed for thousands of deaths since it launched its uprising. The United States strongly condemns the weekend attacks. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and loved ones of those who died or were injured as a result of the violence. Undersecretary for Political Affairs Wendy Sherman led a U.S. delegation in the Regional Security Cooperation Working Group meeting of the United States-Nigeria Binational Commission August 15th in Abuja, Nigeria. We have and will continue to work closely with the Nigerian government to help it respond effectively and professionally to security threats in the north as it works to reach a comprehensive and lasting peace there. We urge authorities to hold those responsible for violence accountable through a process that respects the rule of law. We urge Nigerian authorities to protect civilians and to act professionally and responsibly, which are key elements of earning much-needed public confidence. For our part, we will continue working with Nigeria's military and police units to increase military civil affairs capacity and improve information sharing among the nation's counterterrorism organizations. We will also continue to support the efforts of Nigerian authorities as they strive to increase justice and accountability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.